Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the option.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. The presidential and national assembly elections are now 3 days away. 3 days. Guba and state assembly elections are 10 days away. This is it, Lagos. This is it. This is the time you've all been waiting for. The time you've all been talking about. All that talk about let 2023 come. We are waiting for 2023. It don't come, Mo. What are you going to do? Are you ready to vote on Saturday? Is your PVC safe? Do you know your polling unit? Do you have a plan for getting to your polling unit? This is your chance. Your chance to decide who governs you. Your chance to pick the leaders you believe are in the best position to move your country and your state forward. Because it's very good to complain for 4 years. It's your right to complain. You have every right to complain. But on election day, you have the biggest opportunity to do something about your complaints. What are you going to do? 3 days. Second hard fact of the day, NYSC is deploying 200,000 coppers to INEC for the elections. Coppers usually work at polling units, collation centers, and on logistics. Third hard fact of the day, the Nigeria Communications Commission is converting its toll-free customer service line into an election day incident report line. The number is 622. So if you witness an election day incident, that's one of the government numbers to call. 622. 622. I remember a number of you were asking, well, we need a number that we can quickly call if things are happening. One of the numbers that you can call is toll-free. It means that they're not charging you as you're making the call. 622. Now, we have a number that you can call if you witness anything on election day or any other day. Call Nigeria Info's newsroom on 01-465-7175. 01-465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. Thank you for tuning into today's show. I've got a great show for you. Let's start with the big three and talk about the Supreme Court saying it will decide today on the Naira redesign. Then let's talk about the latest election stories. And then let's talk about a Lagos doctor sentenced to prison for negligence. On the glass ceiling, let's talk about miscarriages. I'm going to have a medical doctor answering your questions. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk some more about the Naira redesign. After the news at 6, I will bring you the AFCFTA discussion show. It's a show that talks about exports. If you want to get into the exportation business, that's a segment you shouldn't miss. And on the step down from 6:45 today, let's talk some more about curses and divine punishment. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Did the Supreme Court just make any decision it makes on Naira redesign irrelevant? Who does Kwankwaso's strength in Kano hurt most? How rampant is medical malpractice in Lagos? Those are the Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. The Supreme Court will not decide on the Naira redesign until after the presidential election. That's our first story. The court sat today, but didn't come to a decision. Instead, it adjourned until March 3rd. That's next week, Friday. So that's after this Saturday's presidential election, this Saturday's National Assembly election, but a week before the Guba and State Assembly elections. Because the Guba and State Assembly elections, that's March 11th. So it's going to be interesting to see how the different political actors react to this date. Apart from the adjournment, there were some other developments on the case today. So the court has joined all the cases from the different states into a single case. That's part of their attempt to end the matter as quickly as possible. Also, the federal government argued that the Supreme Court doesn't have the jurisdiction here. Because remember, some lawyers have insisted that originating summons on this matter should have been at the federal high court, right? The federal government also argued that the respondent should be the central bank in particular, not the federal government represented by the AGF. But the court insisted that it can hear this case. We also had a bit of side drama, a bit of a side drama. Lagos State is one of the plaintiffs. The state's lawyer asked the court not to let the AGF, Abubakar Malami, defend the respondent. The respondent is the federal government. Lagos said that the federal government is currently acting in contempt of court because the federal government is disobeying the court by enforcing the deadline. So there was a bit of back and forth about all of this. And then Justice John Okoro made a very interesting comment. He said he's the presiding justice on this 7-person panel. And he said, quote, "You are not a stranger to this country. We don't want a situation where the judiciary will be a scapegoat. We refuse to be the scapegoat," end quote. Like I told you, very interesting comment. And that comment has gotten a lot of governors talking. It has gotten a lot of governors talking. Like a lot of them. Sorry, I say governors, a lot of lawyers. I don't know why governors are on my mind. Yeah, a lot of lawyers. And I have to ask you, Lagos, is it a good thing or a bad thing that the judges of the Supreme Court are worried about being scapegoated? I'm still waiting to get reactions from the political parties to the adjournment. We probably have a few statements out by now. I just haven't seen them yet. Because we've had parties like the APC say that this Naira note shortage affects their ability to handle election day logistics. We heard Festus Keyamo talk about how their agents need to buy coke and bread, you know, so that they're able to sit down and wait properly, you know. So by adjourning until the presidential election, has the Supreme Court made its final decision a bit more like a bit of a moot point, if you like? Because by then, the time to buy coke, it don't pass now. At least for presidents and National Assembly people. Those who are running for governor may still have a week to deploy cash if the court strikes down the policy next week, Friday. But will that make some of the state governments cool down and accept the status quo? Or will they keep fighting it? By the way, I'm watching candidates at the moment set to sign another peace accord. Abdusalami Abubakar is currently speaking about, you know, what they're waiting to happen. I'm seeing the LP candidates. I'm seeing the PDP candidates. My eyes are on the screen to see if I'm going to see the other candidates. I'm seeing T.Y. Danjuma there. I just saw President Muhammad Buhari there. If I see the other candidates, I'll also let you know if they are on my screen. They are currently waiting to sign another peace accord. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the decision of the Supreme Court to adjourn until after the presidential election? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. By the way, we're also monitoring the issue of INEC's access to cash for the election. Their Oyo State office has confirmed that the CBN has given them enough cash for election day. Hopefully we get similar reports from other INEC state offices. I've had a few people who have said to me that INEC shouldn't be handling cash, you know, if we're being honest, because INEC is also a government institution and we should be able to trace, you know, where the money that goes to INEC goes. And if they are... If the money is in cash, it's difficult to trace where the money goes, how the money is spent. INEC, however, says, oh, they need the cash to be able to pay some of their vendors, and a lot of their vendors can be paid via cash only. I wonder what your thoughts on that are. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. What do you think about the decision to adjourn until after the presidential election? The decision of the Supreme Court to adjourn until after the elections. Oh, I just saw Thabo Mbeki on my screen. He's one of those here to observe our elections this Saturday. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Felix.
Welcome, Felix.
Yeah, so this Supreme Court, sincerely, they just want to meddle into what they shouldn't have even think about. I don't think, are they supposed to come in between CBN and the governors? Come on, CBN has the right constitutionally to change the currency and to tell us anytime they want that currency is legal tender or not. So the court entering into this matter is already, they are already entering the political game of the governors and whatever they are thinking they are doing right now. So they should be very, very careful about that, because you know the way Nigeria is going, very soon they will not be talking about the governors or the cash or the fuel anymore. It will be the judiciary, how they are all fair Nigerians. So at that point, what will they do? Nobody will have any trust in the judiciary anymore. In fact, everybody will see the judiciary as, man, if you have money, you can go to court and win any case. So if they want that, they should keep on doing all these things they are doing.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Noya.
Hi, Noya. Welcome.
Before I proceed, for like me, all my fans, maybe they're all going to gather because me, I don't shoot.
Okay.
Alpha.
Well, we do.
See, my own business, make everybody get their PPC, both the right person. That's my take. Love you, baby.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling. I've seen Mahmood Yakubu on the screen as well. I've also seen General Iraboh on the screen as well. So a ton of stakeholders here ready to sign another peace accord. I'll keep filling you in on who else I'm seeing on the screen. I've just seen Garba Shehu sitting behind the president. I've seen the British High Commissioner. I've also seen the U.S. Consular General, all in Abuja at the moment, waiting to sign another peace accord, the candidates to sign another peace accord. Still having former President General Abdusalami Abubakar speaking at the moment. The more things unfold, I'll share with you. Let's speak with Femi Omotayo. Femi is joining us from the US. Hi, Femi. Thanks for calling us.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. With the statement of the Supreme Court, I think the Supreme Court is sensing that the public, that they are losing the trust that they have in them. People no longer trust the Supreme Court. That's the problem. And for the peace accord, Madam Sandra, I'm sorry. This peace accord, to me, makes no sense when there are still pockets of violence everywhere in every state. You understand? That's why I always say that the people that cause violence in Lagos State, the state government and all these major players, they know them. Why not bring all these guys to the table for them to sign all this peace accord? If Tinubu signed any peace accord in Abuja, MC Olomo does not know that he signs any peace accord. The talks are still going to be on the streets. That's my contribution, Madam Senator. Thank you so much.
All right, Femi, thank you very much. Femi says these peace accords. Well, I mean, if going by that line of thought, if he signs a peace of accord in Lagos, MC Olomo, I don't know why we're using him specifically, because, well, we have no proof that he's a thug. The last time that he was accused of sponsoring violence, he came out himself and denied it openly, you know? So, again, if we say, oh, the peace accord should be signed here in Lagos, who's to say that... do you think it would make a difference if it were signed in Lagos as well? Let me frame it like that. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra,
I greet you too.
Yeah, good afternoon. The question you asked about the Supreme Court, there is one thing people don't understand about the Supreme Court. Okay. Supreme Court is supreme. And most times they look at the mood of the nation. Now, what do you expect the Supreme Court to do? Is it to accept the contempt against the Attorney General of the Federation, or the Supreme Court should order the arrest of the President and Commander-in-Chief, or the Supreme Court should say, okay, I've said the old Naira notes, people should spend it, that is the status quo remain. In as much they are not spending it, what will happen, we should evoke some law to cause problem. Look at the election around the corner. And if you take general opinion, nearly 90% of the people want the election to be held. And at the end of the day, you allow the Supreme Court, like what they said, do you want us to be a scapegoat? That is why senior lawyers, we always use one word. The more judges, they use discretion. And whenever they use discretion, they always use law to back their statement. And that is one thing about the Supreme Court. And I believe strongly that is what they've just done. And don't be surprised. March 2nd or March 3rd, they will see I joined the case after the governorship election. And those old Naira notes, they are gone forever. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, Baba G, thank you very much. Let's take a look at messages via WhatsApp. Sandra, I don't think the Supreme Court is helping matters in this country. This is a critical issue that needs urgent attention, but the court keeps postponing hearing on the matter. Kingsley in Shango with that message there. Sandra, I'm Emmanuel from Ikoyi. Can we please pause this election and extend Buhari's reign for another 4 years? He sure knows how to handle these APC governors. The court can even adjourn the case until all the gubernatorial elections are done as well. Emmanuel from Ikoyi with that message. This one here is from Chris. Chris is in Amoa. Chris says, the Supreme Court is trying to play safe. This thing they've done with the continuous adjourning of the ruling on the validity of them to hear it originally. It plays cool into the APC governor's hands, as they will keep brainwashing their supporters that the money will still work when they win the election. Gullible Nigerians will still collect the money like we've seen in Ogun and Lagos yesterday. It's advantage APC governors for now, except Buhari's team does anything drastic between today and Saturday morning. Speaking of Buhari, I'm watching him on my screen at the moment. He looks so happy. You know, he's so full of smile. His skin is popping and glowing. He looks really, really, really happy. I've also just spotted Showore, one of the presidential candidates, on my screen as well. I think that's Festus Okoye currently speaking, addressing the audience. Still waiting to see if I will spot other candidates at the venue for the signing of yet another peace accord. I've just seen the chairman of the APC, Adamu Adamu. Let's see other messages we have on WhatsApp. Sandra, she Supreme Court, they whine us, ni Prince from Apapa is asking that question. Maki is in Lagos. He says, the Supreme Court knows what it is doing by the systemic adjournment of the case. The old Nairas are gone forever. Okay. Comrade Ekpan Silas from Magodo Estate says, Supreme Court of Nigeria is threading on dangerous... on a dangerous pedestal, buying into governor's anti-democratic demands. Judiciary is not helping democracy. Time shall tell soon. All right, Comrade Ekpan Silas, thank you for your message. We have... I'm trying to figure out who it is that I'm seeing on my screen at the moment. I can't tell who that is. Oh, that's Mahmood Yakubu. All right, so the INEC chairman currently addressing the audience at the peace accord signing. All right, let's take this break. You already heard my cue. So we'll take the break. When we come back, I'll give you election updates. Kwankwaso says that he has swallowed up the entire PDP structure. NLC has endorsed Peter Obi and asked all the NLC across the nation to work to elect Peter Obi as president. These stories are coming up.
Talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and our second story is an election update. Well, first things first, I've spotted Shewa Jubola Ahmed Tinubu at the peace accord signing in Abuja. They're currently being addressed by the IGP of police. Sorry, excuse me. At the moment, they haven't got into the signing part yet. Once they do, I will let you know. But yes, our second story, Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso says that he's swallowed up the entire PDP structure in Kano. The NMPP presidential candidate tweeted a video of himself at a rally with a caption, quote, on Sunday, my running mate, Bishop Isaac Idahosa, and other party leaders welcomed the entire state structure of the PDP in Kano, consisting 36 state executive members, over 700 local government executives, 8,000 executives, and 1,452 ward delegates into the NMPP. Speaking of Kwankwaso, I just spotted him at the signing. They're still being addressed by Usman Alkali Baba, the Inspector General of Police. But yes, back to Kwankwaso in Kano. If what he says is true, that's a huge thing. It is huge because everybody knows that Kwankwaso is massively popular in Kano. It's his home state, after all. He's an ex-governor, but there's another ex-governor working for Atiku and the PDP in Ibrahim Shekarau. He's also a sitting senator. So it's a bit surprising to see such a mass defection from his party. Shekarau himself doesn't seem bothered. He says that he's confident of a PDP win in Kano. But it's going to be tough because remember that the incumbent governor, Abdullahi Ganduje, is with the APC. So most analysts see Kano as a three-horse race with Peter Obi lagging far behind the others. But when you look at the polls by Steers, ANAP NOI, even SBM, you see a pattern. You see that both Atiku and Tinubu need a good showing in Kano. And they definitely need 25%. They definitely need to get 25% there. By the way, I'm currently watching Tinubu and Sowore have a conversation at the peace accord signing. So that's really interesting considering how much Sowore is always going after Tinubu. Usman Baba Alkali just finished his address and we're waiting to see what's going to happen next with the signing of the peace accord. But yes, back to what I was saying about Kano and what this could mean for the numbers that we will see from there. If you are Atiku and you see your entire state structure collapsing into the NMPP, are you worried that you're not going to make your mark there? Because you sure need 25%. You need a good showing in Kano. You definitely need to get 25% in Kano. Same for Tinubu. Zooming out of Kano for a national story, the Nigeria Labour Congress has ordered all its local chapters to mobilize for Peter Obi of the Labour Party on Saturday. Now, of course, it shouldn't be a big surprise that this is happening, because NLC already endorsed Obi. So, and also LP is supposed to be the political wing of the NLC, but there has been some friction between the party and the union for years. They've forgiven each other, it seems, for now, and the NLC seems to be working hand in hand with the Labour Party, because the National Admin Council said first all states, local and ward political committees should coordinate and mobilize workers to vote on election day. Those committees should also work with all the unions in every local government area to produce 10 coordinators per ward to help protect votes. And what I want to know is if you think this will be effective, if you think this will make a difference. How effective do you think the NLC will be? How much help will this be for Peter Obi and for the Labour Party on Saturday? 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Do you think that Kwankwaso is a spoiler in Kano? Who is he spoiling more, Atiku or Tinubu? What impact will the NLC support for Obi and the LP have on election day, in your opinion? 0146571190. Women, call us on that number. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. I just saw Bishop Kuka as well at the peace accord signing. We've got Tony joining us from Alabama. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Adam, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I would like to speak on the Supreme Court's
verdict.
Verdict. Yeah.
Well, there's no verdict yet. Adjournment.
Adjournment. They only made matters worse. Because now imagine all these governors, because you can see from the social media and even from the videos we've seen around, the governors giving out old notes. Let's say people on their behalf giving out old notes. Now, imagine after the election, the Supreme Court now says those old notes are no longer valid. The old thing will come back to the Supreme Court. I will give you an example of what happened here. If you notice, before the midterm election, there was this case, this abortion law case. They took that decision before the election. And it affects the election because there was supposed to be a red wave. Unfortunately, based on that decision, people voted based on that decision. So you could imagine me collecting an old note from a governor who told me, okay, don't worry, after the election, we're going to do this. The Supreme Court is going to rule in our favor. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the federal government. The whole country will come back to the Supreme Court. So I don't know why we always adjourn cases in that country. Why can't we just like, okay, let's take this. This is an urgent situation. How many more banks do we want to be burned before they would decide? I just think our judiciary should like work more. Then finally on the peace accord. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Even though they signed this peace accord in heaven or signed it in US or even in Lagos, Madam Sandra, The ones they've been signing in the past, have there not been violence?
All right, Tony, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Right now, addressing the candidates and the audience is the ambassador to the EU mission, Sam Isopi. They've not got into the signing yet, but once action begins there, I will let you know. In the meantime, I'll keep letting you know what's happening in Abuja at the peace accord. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Chibike. I'm calling from Ogwa.
Welcome, Chibike.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I want to talk on the Supreme Court judgment or adjournment.
Adjournment, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I actually would say that I love that. The people, the party agents that want to eat bread and the mineral may just eat bread now. When the case is finally decided, then they can take the cook.
Okay. Chibike, thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Joseph.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like what is happening in Kano.
Okay.
That the fact that Kwan is taking votes is good. At least you have to more part the votes in some other part of the north.
Okay.
So it's good.
It's good.
The good thing that is giving the APC and the PDP a run for their money.
Okay.
So, I like it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good afternoon. Ooh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3. Hello? Hello? All right. Doesn't look like that person is ready. In the meantime, let me bring you our final story because I want to hear your thoughts on this particular story. An Ikoyi doctor has been sentenced to a year in prison for negligence towards a patient. That's our third story. The patient at the time was a 17-year-old boy who hurt his leg playing basketball. This was in 2018. They brought him to Dr. Ejike Oji's hospital. Dr. Oji put a POP cast on the leg, but he wrapped it way too tight. Apparently, it should have been done by a specialist, an orthopedic surgeon, but for whatever reason, Dr. Oji decided to do it himself. Also, no X-ray was done on the leg before Oji wrapped it. I've just spotted the Sultan of Sokoto at the Peace Accord as well. I think we also have a cardinal at the Peace Accord. I'm not sure now. But yes, back to this story. Before putting the cast, now remember I said that before this doctor wrapped the leg, they didn't do X-ray. Before putting the cast, Oji asked a police officer to help him pull the leg while he, Oji, massaged it. The court decided that this was reckless since the other officer is not a medical professional and couldn't be expected to know what he was doing. Also, Oji injured the boy's toe during the procedure and tried to hide it. Also, Oji did the procedure without consent from the boy's parents. The patient has suffered serious damage from all of this. He has had to do 12 different surgeries and he has had 135 stitches in the leg. So that's the case. And Oji has been found guilty and he will serve 1 year in prison. And when I saw that story, I wanted to talk to you about malpractice, medical malpractice. How common is it? In your opinion, how common do you think it is? Do you have a story to tell about medical malpractice? I know that we have lots of people also who, you know, in lots of situations where people just blame doctors or blame hospitals, even when it's not the hospital's fault or it's not a doctor's fault. Sometimes the case is already bad before it gets to the hospital. There's nothing doctors can do about it, but doctors still get blamed. However, we also have cases like this one, where care was botched. What do you think needs to be done to reduce these incidents? 0700-993-993-993. The ambassador to Switzerland is currently addressing the audience at the Peace Accord signing. He just finished addressing the audience and the candidates there. I'm guessing that all of them are essentially telling them, oh, Nigeria is the future. Nigeria is the hope of the world, hope of the black nation, yada, yada, yada. But as soon as they get to the main cocoa of the event, I'll let you know as well. But so far, I'm seeing all the candidates. I haven't seen Peter Obi. I have seen, however, his vice candidate, Dati Ahmed. I've not seen Peter, but I've seen Ashiwaju. I've seen Atiku Abubakar, I've seen Kwankwaso, I've seen Showore, I've seen Bola Ahmed Tinubu, I haven't seen Peter Obi. It looks like he's been represented by Dachi Ahmed. What do you think about that? It's a peace accord by the candidates. Why isn't the presidential candidate of the LP there? We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 95.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Victoria. I'm calling you from Ikoti.
Welcome, Victoria. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the election issue.
Yes, please.
Sandra, please. What I yearn for is a good Nigeria. I'm not interested in all this redesign of currency or all this federal government issue. What I'm concerned about is for the good for Nigerians to have means of livelihood again, for us to be able to buy things cheap again. I want a president that will make the highest denomination 200. So that we that have little children, three children, four children, can be able to afford for our family feeding and otherwise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, Sandra. This is Shade.
Hey, Shade with the PVC.
Hey, hey. Can't wait.
Welcome.
So,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I come with a conspiracy theory.
Oh, God. What now?
Wait, nah.
Yes. Okay.
No, I want to find out your opinion, what you think.
Okay.
So, Kwakwaso, right, in Kano, there's been this theory that he's going to step down. Do you think it will make a difference if he does? I mean, it will step down for one of the other candidates.
Of course it will make a difference if he does, especially if he's right that the entire PDP structure in that state just collapsed for him and joined him. So if he steps down for one of the candidates, it's going to make a difference for whoever the candidate is. Because like I said, either Tinubu or Atiku need to show up very well in Kano. Otherwise, you no go pure.
Now I'm concerned. But anyways, okay, that one. Thanks for that answer.
Okay.
The medical malpractice. This doctor, I have to go find this story. What has he been this? Has he disbarred? No, this. What's the, what they do from the medical?
Collected company? His license.
Yes.
Has he been
delicensed?
He probably will be.
Oh, so the criminal case came. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope he is. I hope so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shade, for calling. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Onyewanyi Gozege.
Gozikwagi.
Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor, welcome. Go ahead. What do you think?
I've been around. Most times I try to call in on your show. It's always hard to get through.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I want to speak about the verdict or the ruling of the Supreme Court.
Okay. Well,
I believe realizing the things they have done in the past, which do not really go well with the masses, especially what is happening in Imo State, I believe to an extent they must have been blaming themselves for doing that. If only Imo State was left to be where it was, I don't think the avalanche of problems we are having today, as was caused by the Supreme Court, to be what it is. So I believe if they had come up with a ruling today, it would have been so devastating. And those who have relied, because the other day I was listening to Uncle Jimidisu, he said that those who allow their governors to deceive them in the name of our governor said we should continue to spend the money, we'll have the assets to blame when the shifts are done. Because by the time it will be left for you and the bank, the banker, to either accept or reject the money, I don't think your governor will be there to defend you. So I believe the Supreme Court used strategy and style to save their own face, to avoid the kind of issues and criticism or trouble it might cause if they had came up with a ruling. So he who has ears supposed to understand, or he who has sense supposed to understand what it might be by the time the election was over. Then for the person who actually used mediocrity to damage the leg of that boy as a doctor. I think the law should take its course. Then on people who... Anyway, let me take it like that so that I don't go far. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
I like how you start. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Sister
Ikechukwu. Welcome.
Sister Adegemma.
The Kwara Gemma.
Pagwaso is talking what we call diplomatic threats. He has to talk. But remember, the vote is going to be shared. Concerning ANEC logistics for their money, they are going to be giving them money. But I want Central Bank to monitor that money. I want Central Bank to monitor that money, how it's going to be spent. Finally, concerning Supreme Court, as I'm telling you, for me personally, I have lost hope in them. If you see what they happen, Nancy, no catch for this water. So they say they don't want to become a scapegoat, accepted. But they become a scapegoat in 14th of January 2014, when they bring number one to number four. And number four to number one. They have scapegoat already. They have scapegoat.
On Facebook, Stanley Dang Dang says, it is not true that the entire PDP structure in Kano are with Kwankwaso. Politics is very funny where the unknown candidate claims to have a structure of the opposition party in his possession, whereas the winner of the coming election is clearly known even by the candidates themselves. Majority of Nigerians following up the politics know that Atiku Abubakar is going to win. All right, Stanley Dang Dang. Igoni Phillips says, who says Naira Swap will stop those stockpiling Naira notes? Or vote buying. Who owns and controls these banks? These Naira note swap is just to punish the ordinary Nigerian citizens, nothing more. Grace Chikwere on Facebook says, do Supreme Court have upper hand in this present government? Will the decision supersede that of the president? All we need now is Nigeria, in Nigeria is a positive outcome of their meeting. I'm not sure I understand what you mean there, but thank you for your message. Yes, I was right. I am seeing Bishop Kuka there. Okay, let's go to WhatsApp and see the comments we have there. CBN's attempt to prevent vote buying has failed. Politicians are already buying votes with the old currencies. Receivers simply take it to the bank for deposit into their account. Shola in Ogba says, Sandra, why are we waiting for the Supreme Court judgment? What its effect on the president's order? Well, one of the lawyers tried to plead that the president and the federal government really were currently in contempt of court by not obeying the order of the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court didn't exactly countenance judgment. We've got this message here. Kwankwaso and Wike like noise. Kwankwaso can't win 5 northern states. John from Lekki with that message. Sandra, Kwankwaso is a very big factor in Kano politics. He will definitely sweep Kano votes from PDP and APC. Kano is Kwankwaso World Bank. Atiku stands to lose more than Tinubu. St. Francis from Ago Palace Way with that message there. Peter Inikoyi, Omolade Peter Inikoyi says the Supreme Court will rule in favor of the federal government after the election and the old notes are gone for life. God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Omolade, thank you for your message. Here is a message here, Sandra. La, 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 la. Okay, we've got this one here. I don't really believe in the peace accord. The one being that has been signed all the while. I think you meant to say the ones that have been signed before. What happened? Okay. For Supreme Court, make them just a play. That's Hassan Eniola with that message there. NNPP, I think that's what you meant to say. NNPP is not a spoiler. They're going nowhere. PDP must have their 25%, and it's a big plus for Atiku Clemento with that message there. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time to bring you today's glass ceiling. On today's glass ceiling, we're going to talk about miscarriages. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.